Yo, what it is, what it be, what it do. I am your girl, Kingdom Artist Chic, and I'd like to welcome you to another edition of Y'all Tripping. So I guess for anybody who's anybody, if I could say it like that, if you're on any social media platforms, Twitter, of course, be going ham, Instagram going off, Facebook going off, wherever else you can find out the tea. And there's this young man in the media, you know, he's coming under fire. I think y'all about to cancel him, I guess. That's the new phrase when you cancel somebody. His name is Derrick Jackson. Now, this young guy, I have come across a few of his words. I don't even really know what to call them, words of encouragement. I've come across a few of his posts, his videos. That's what I'm trying to say. Videos maybe a couple years ago, whatever, just happened to see, because, you know, just stop to see, you know, he'll have a title or whatever upon it. And so long and short, this young man, he talks about, he basically caters to the women, I guess, you know, giving them relationship advice. So that's what I gather, you know, of course, reading, that's what he does. He gives women relationship advice, you know, and it seems, and I think a lot of black men are angry with him, because I don't know if he just comes against black men, or he talks against or expose black men, or just men in general. I would just say men in general, but he, you know, basically put it on the table. And if you listen really carefully and really closely, some things, you know, it makes sense. It'll almost like how you like, oh man, this is some wisdom. But I don't know. It was just always a little check in my spirit, a little room for like, I hear them and it sounds good, but there's always a clause there. I didn't really know what for, you know. It's just always try to give room, you know, especially if it ain't really coming from a place of purity, you know, that I could detect, a place, you know, that I know foundational, especially the word. So however, and you know, so this guy, he's always talking, hey, if a guy mess around on you, he cheat, if he step away from his marriage or whatever level of relationship you in, step away from a significant other, this is why. It's because this, that, and the third. I tell you, and again, the stuff, it sounds so good. It sounds so simple. It sounds so profound. It would sound so good if, you know, to a person who really didn't have room or to know a little better, or a little more than something to say, you know. So basically, I would always just weigh it. And it's only a handful of videos I've come across of his over time, because, you know, again, other people would be sharing it, you know. And then I went to his page, you know, just to kind of see what it is he does. And so, and I remember Googling this young man, and I think I had just seen something that he was married. He had gotten married. It wasn't that long after I Googled that, I seen he had just gotten married, and, you know, never seen anything with the wife. It was just him. Okay, this is platform. This is what he do. Never thought much about nothing. Like, okay, you know, again, you're going to catch a video. He'll drop a little nugget. It sounds good. Like, oh man, that's okay. That, man, that sounds good. That makes sense. You know, sounds good. And I think the brothers was mad. The brothers were mad at him. You know, all men were mad at him because they felt like he was just telling all the business, or maybe not really being truthful, you know, according to them. They're going to fight you. And, you know, just holding brothers accountable, you know, just holding men accountable, you know. So all of these things, hey, if you married and you step away, this. So that's his platform. That's what he does. He caters to the women, trying to build them up. And I think he's written several books. So anyhow, so he's come under fire this week because he was recently, allegedly, well, I can't say it allegedly anymore. He came out with a video and said that he did. So he was recently exposed for having extramarital affairs in his house, you know, in his own house while his wife was away. And, you know, he had an affair in his home, and the girl exposed him. Now just pause there. The girl exposed him, but the things that were said, not only from her side, but his side, is that this has been going on for quite some time. Not only this has been going on, but he's had extramarital affairs before. This is not the first one, or like the second one. It's just something he's been doing. Matter of fact, he has known his wife before she even became his wife. They had known each other for years. I think way back when they was like younger, I don't know if it was high school or college, but they knew each other way back then. And, you know, and I think had a child before they even got married. And that's not a criticism. I'm just saying, I'm just trying to take you back. They had a thing going on, him and the wife, you know, before she was a wife and they got married. So now we fast forward to the future. We fast forward to present day that this man brought the young lady to his home, to his home. He had the audacitationism. He had incredible Hulk audacity with Superman courage. He brought the woman to his home, like violated. You already violating your wife, but now you just gonna violate her to the fullest and bring this woman to your home in y'all bed. What's that's supposed to be sacred to y'all, as the Bible say, you know, marriage in the bed is undefiled, it's honorable and all. But you know, whoremongers, God will judge, you know, shall be judged. But well, this man, because he is who he is, he came with a video, he and his wife. And I don't know if the video with the wife dropped first or her video that she did alone dropped first. So long and short, that video pop up. I see that. And y'all, I'm still, you know, and it keeps floating around and I keep having to hit the hat button when I see it when somebody else shared. It's almost like I'm so thrown into a derision, a confusion. When I look at this man and I look at his wife, now she's a beautiful girl, beautiful young lady, beautiful. But their personalities, she is just not what I would have imagined, what I did imagine his wife could have been or is. Is she just not? And beautiful girl, she's beautiful. But their personalities, their whole stilo, you know, he, you know, all fit and, you know, he keep it together. He seem to, you know, keep his hair tight, everything lined up. He together, you know, handsome young man. Beautiful young girl. So I'm like, well, maybe this is just a moment. Because, you know, everybody jumping on a video, tripping. Because, hey, she had a bonnet on. She was looking XYZ. She in her home. Y'all don't know what she was going through, how she felt mentally. You know, it could be all of that and then some or not at all. You know, I don't know. That, you know, none of that stuff was neither here nor there. I care less. So I'm like, let me click on her page. I got to go to her page. Let me see what I can find. You know, because I'm trying to give me something. Because I'm trying to see how these two even get together. Like, what did y'all see in each other? Because he's so narcissistic. He really is. He's narcissistic. He's with some arrogance, with some, you know, I know it all. I got this. He really is. And this woman is, she's just like a little lamb, so meek and, you know, loves the Lord and loves the scripture. Everything that came in her mouth was scripture, you know, good. But you can tell something ain't clicking, you know, for me. Well, I ain't gonna say everybody can tell. I can tell something ain't clicking and I just was confused. So I went to her page, try to see what her name was tagged at. I went to her page and I had to look at a few of her photos and I was just, it didn't help me. Nothing helped me. Seeing their marriage photo, I seen, you know, photos of her dress, you know, nice, had a beautiful dress on like they was going out or whatever, but it didn't help. It still didn't help. It didn't give me nothing different from that video. And so I would really like to be a person to ask him, what did you see in her when you met her to make you say, oh, this, I want to marry this woman. I want to spend the rest of my life with her. It had to be just safety. It had to be because you knew she loved God and she wasn't trying to break her vows. She was going to be faithful while you do your, that's the only thing I come up with. You just chose safety, that you was always going to have somebody, this woman that you knew that you really didn't want. You know, and it's like, for me, it's one side, and I wouldn't even want to ask her what she's seen in him. I can about tell you was attracted to this man, you know, but because he's so narcissistic, he probably know how to flip it. And I'm like, I can't even imagine what their conversation is like. Like, how do y'all relate to each other? Because he's so extra. He did most of the talking on the video, which I knew he would. I was just wondering, was she ever going to talk? And she finally did. And she did a separate video of her own. But I'm like, this girl so soft-spoken and so meek. Like, what did he see? Like, outside of security. And so I'm just looking like, bruh, all the stuff that you done talked. You didn't talk, did videos exposing everything. You exposed yourself. Everything you said, you talked about yourself. All the stuff you said, if a man want to cheat, it's because he wanted to. You wanted to. A man want to cheat, he been cheating all along. You have been. You said that too. And then it's like, he feel like, I don't know if his PR put him up to it, or if that's just his narcissistic mind to say, I'm going to do a video so I can still have some ride or dies with me. Like you felt like, oh, I'm just going to tell the truth so at least they can respect the truth to still ride with me. Like, dude, are you freaking serious? Like, you had a whole philandering harem all this time. And I think this is one person people just should cancel. You know, people that follow him, I think he should be canceled. You know, that's the word of society now. When they all come for you, they cancel you. Like, if y'all buy another book, if y'all subscribe, he get another subscriber, supporter, sending him money. Y'all all crazy, because this man is basically telling you how to get away with murder. He giving y'all all the keys of what it is, why you get away with murder and how to get away with murder. And he gonna get away with murder if he still has one follower by the end of this week. Like, come on. You cannot justify this man and told him what it was. And, you know, the wife, of course, she said, yeah, she forgave him. She left. I don't know when the leaving was, before the cheating or was it during this cheat session. Like she said, she left. She was mad. She just so meek. And I really believe, you know, she said she's going to stay with him. She's going to be forgiven. She's going to forgive him. And God forgave him, all this good stuff. Great, great, beautiful. And the one thing I think people think is whether, I don't know if she a Christian or not, or just go to church. I don't know, you know, whatever level or realm she in with her relationship with God or not. I don't know. Extramarital affairs, adultery, fornication, you can leave. You can get a bill of divorcement. You can. And some people don't want to. And, you know, and everybody ain't quick to. And that's fine, too. If that's something you want to work through or work out. But she been working through that thing for years. He's been cheating for years. He's had women for you. This is not the first time. This ain't the first time she found out. So, as I said before, he put it out there. It's out there. He's done this thing before. Through their entire marriage, through their entire relationship before marriage, he's been cheating the whole time. He's never not cheated. He's never not had extramarital affairs. And according to the young woman, this dude that put her out here, like, you know, even consummating it with his wife, just putting her down, saying, I was like, it's boring. It's this, that, and a third. The fact you brought this woman to your home, you didn't even keep it at an away place, a hotel or somewhere. You brought her to your home. And this woman is still want to stand by you. So for me, I'm looking at her like there has to be an identity crisis to where this young woman just don't know and don't believe. There has to be a blockage that she just don't believe that she can do better than this man. Because he's handsome, because he's narcissistic, because he's fit, or whatever the things that she attracted to him. I mean, is it the intellect? Because all I can see is a bunch of crap. You know, he can talk a good game. But again, like I say, if you really didn't know a whole lot, you would run it. You would run with it. You would run it with him. But because I just hear certain things, I pay attention, you know, kind of to what people say. And yeah, it sounds good. But it was always a little room for something like, yes and no. It was always, you know, when I hear what he say, yeah, I can agree. But it was maybe because it was just a different spirit behind it, you know. And so my prayers is really for this woman, and I'm going to keep praying for her, because this is straight up abuse. And and people making jokes like, oh, he Ike Turner and her, he really beating her behind the scenes, the way he was holding her hand, looking at her. I can't go with none of that. I can't just jump on a bandwagon with those things if those things are the case. You know, I just really pray for this young woman. So I'm going to continue to pray, you know, that she really see who she is. If she really believes those scriptures that she was spewing out, if she really believes and knows the word of God, I'm gonna really be praying that those words are really made known to her about her identity, because we're not honoring God taking abuse, any form of abuse, physical, mental. It's not honoring God, and God is not a taskmaster. He's not the devil. He don't say, oh, you better stay married because you're honoring me. This is covenant. He clearly gives his word. Anything that's abuse, anything that's outside of him, you know, you can leave that marriage. You don't have to stay. That's not an honor to God. That's something you want to do. And anything outside of God, God is not obligated to bless. He's not obligated to pour on. You know, if you choose that, especially, and just because it's matrimony don't mean it's a holy covenant. And just because it's matrimony don't mean it's unto God, you know. And it's supposed to be a report that, you know, this man, he supposedly just gave his life to God. I've never heard nothing God full or God filling come out of his mouth in the videos I've seen. And I've seen a few, you know, I'm not been a soul subscriber and known, but the few that I've come across, again, far few in between, but I've never heard nothing that resembled God that came out of his character. Anything actually, some of it was actually the opposite. You know, when you get whatever coming out, certain terminology, again, it's a different spirit. That's why I always had room for like, I hear what you're trying to say, where you're trying to go, but I just can't run with it. I just can't take the baton and run to the finish line and be like, yeah, this brother, no. Yeah, he knew some stuff. You know, he did. He exposed some stuff, but all the time, it was him. He was the stuff he was exposing. He did the very things that he exposed about men, period. You know, about men. And I just, my heart really go out to the young woman. Anytime I see it, it's just like, what are you even doing with this dude? Like, you can do better. You can get you another handsome man. You can get you another handsome man who's fit, who's, you know, thriving, who's doing X, Y, Z, but that who will really love you. Because at this point, it's just abuse. It's just, and I don't believe it'll be the last time. He may stop messing around for a time because when the root don't come out, the cycle continues. You know, if the root don't come out, you continue to give birth to the very thing you've been doing. It's going to happen again. Because again, this being exposed, this wasn't the first time it happened. He's had other affairs. This is not new. You know, all the time he talked about, if a brother ain't married you or proposed to you in this, that time, because brothers know. Well, women know too. Okay, we know when you the one too. Y'all ain't just picking us and like we just got to go on your choice. We know if you the one too. Okay, don't get it twisted. We know, you know. But at the same time, he gave that stuff out. But he didn't marry his girl right away. Remember, they had a child before they got married. They had known each other for years, had been together for some years, you know. So, again, he was talking about his stuff. He put it out there. He didn't marry the girl right away. You had her on hold for a long time. So again, what the heck did y'all even have in common? That's just like what do y'all have in common? If you doing your everything from all his videos, from what I've seen, have always been in his car. They never looked like they was from the inside of his home. So all of these things are suspects. These are always flags. Because again, it made me Google him to see, like, is he single? Is he married? He was married. And then about the time I Googled it, I'm like, oh, he's just getting married. And I wonder what kind of sister it is. Never thought to even look up or whatever until this came out. And I had to just go through the pictures and see a few pictures of her that she posted. I'm like, they don't look like they equally yoked at all. They look like they have absolutely nothing in common. You know, she may just be, like I said, comfort and security for him. I don't know what he is for her. You know, all I can see is that she probably just don't think she can do better, which she can, because she's a beautiful girl. She's beautiful. She not smacked in the face. You know, we all fearfully and wonderfully made, but she not like hard on the eyes. She's a beautiful woman and he's a handsome guy. They look like they was a good looking couple, but they just, to see her, it threw me way off. And to hear her, I won't say just to see her, but to see her and to hear her, because I just can't go on the looks. Again, you can look however you want to in your house. I do in mine and when I want to. But, you know, to go on social media and I'm like, to hear her talk, they are polar opposites. So, yeah, I think society just needs to cancel Derrick Jackson. And I'm with Charlamagne when he say, just this dude just need to sit down. He need to have several seats for a long time. Don't make another video, because dude done made another video. He done made a couple. Like, just shut up. Just shut it up. Go get dealt with. Go get healed and delivered by God. And you know, make this thing right. I think he need to make it right just by... That girl need to leave him. I really think she need to leave him, because I do not believe it's going to be over. If he go quiet, if he went quiet for some months, if he went quiet, I believe he's going to do it again because the root is still there. He's so narcissistic. You know, he's so stuck. So y'all let me know, chime in, you know, what do you think? You know, and I'm not saying, yo, you don't forgive people. Yeah, you're supposed to forgive him. She's forgiven him. You know, even in society, we could be like, okay, you know, but for me, when you keep doing it, it's not a oops, I did it again. I did it. You know, it's not the oops the first time. You've been doing it. It's a cycle. It's a way of life. It's your character. That's what you do. You know, just like however you get dressed in the morning, that's how you do this. Hey, this is how I do it. This is how you do it. This is how you do marriage. You have other women on the side. You're not faithful and loyal to this woman. You don't practice the things that you speak, that you try to encourage other women with, and you demean the characteristics of other men. You know, you are the other men. You know, so, yeah, I believe he just needs to be canceled. You know, how long? I don't know, you know, until it's real. But I think he needs to be canceled as far as supporting him. You know, I wasn't buying no books before then. You know, I wasn't buying none of that. I'm just not that person, you know, to each his own, you know, whoever it helped out. But, yeah, Derek Jackson, you need to be canceled. Yeah. Yo, I had the privilege of talking to my guy, Shy Blizz, and this is what he had to say about the whole Derrick Jackson issue when we were talking. Check
it. This prominent social media guy who gets on social media, and he has this platform where he pretty much dogs out guys, like you say, that dog women. In turn, has come to find out that he's been messing around himself with several women.
As a man, how do you feel, though?
As a man, I mean, well, at the end of the day, like, I don't really look into it a whole bit, because I'm smart enough to realize, even outside of him being this great speaker and being able to capture so many millions of people's attention, at the end of the day, he's still a human. He's still a man. And the faith that I put in God, or the trust that I would put in God, or, you know, I don't put that in no man. Any man can slip. Any woman can slip. Temptation is a mother.
Absolutely.
And people can get up and say all day long what they wouldn't do, what you shouldn't do, what I won't do. But at the end of the day, they will do.
Do you think society, as they call it, should counsel him? Because he's profited. He's benefited financially. He has books out. Based on this, that you should be faithful. And this is why men mess up. You should be faithful. He's portrayed himself as a faithful man, as a faithful husband all the time. He's shooting videos in his car when he's just left one of his mistress' homes.
Yes. I'm torn. While I feel like he has built this great legacy, and you don't ever want to see somebody's legacy tarnished, I do feel like at this point he needs to just sit down for a while. Maybe not, you know, delete everything. Maybe not just step away from that platform. Maybe sit down for a while, get some counseling, spend some time with your wife. Also, you know, eventually come forth to the people and say, guess what? I'm sorry. I messed up. I was tripping. Yeah, I was preaching one life, but I was living a whole different life.
But so as a black man, he's criticized you all as black men for so long, mainly black men, saying that
he
you
don't
are.
Know, but guess what? He don't know me. That's just like
exactly
a woman that gets on social media and say what a real black man is supposed to be. She's never been a black man before, so she can't tell me what a black man is supposed to be. This guy can tell me, can preach all day long what a real man is supposed to be. But guess what? He's not me. You know what I'm saying? We all have our own walk. You get what I'm saying? So he can talk it, but at the end of the day, he hasn't walked it. You get what I'm saying? So, again, that goes into that whole thing. You can't believe everything you hear. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has room to error out here. And it depends on, you know, how forgiving society is. As we know, we don't have the
He's
most,
admitted. So, it's not a it's not an accusation. He's admitted.
No, but that's what I'm saying. We don't have the most forgiving society here. You know, this right. ain't like back in the day. Now,
Absolutely.
Once you take on the label, you are held at that standard for the rest of your life almost. Whether it's Bill Cosby, whether it's R. Kelly, whether it's anybody, you can run down the list. So I just feel like he just needs to sit down right now. Take a chill pill. Get off social media for a minute. Tend to your family. Whether he need to go to counseling or go to church, and then come back out with a great apology through his PR people.
Yeah. You think it's disappointing, though?
It is.
So many people believed it. And,
yeah. On that level, it's very disappointing. Yeah. It's like, because I've watched several of his videos, and I didn't even know his name. I just, you know, on social media, you scrolling.
Yeah.
You're going to
come across. That's how I came across.
You're going to come across videos. Mm-hmm. So I've come across several of his videos, and I've heard him talk, you know, down in the men, and oh, he wouldn't do, if he loved you, you wouldn't do this, or if he loved you, you wouldn't
do that. It sounds pretty good, don't it? It sounds great.
But again, when the doors are closed, what choice are you gonna, make?
Absolutely.
You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, I wish the brother the best. Like I said, his life don't dictate mine. It is a little disappointed that you do go against your own brotherhood, only to turn out to be this guy that you tell everybody to don't be. Or you, this guy that you tell all the women to stay away from.
So it was really hypocritical on his behalf.
So it's very hypocritical. I don't want to, again, I don't want to see him lose everything he's worked for, but I do think he needs a timeout.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Well, I appreciate you. So y'all got to hear from your girl, Kingdom Artist Chic. Y'all need to stop tripping. Here we go, Derrick Jackson. Stop tripping. Get it together.